that good.
It's not good, it's not bad. It is what it is.
Buried treasure! Buried treasure? Treasure.
So hello and welcome to the third episode of Buried Treasure. I'm Paul Tyler, and this program today is going to be really, it's going to be an inward looking program. Oh great, they cry. But you know, we never said, I mean, part of what you're about to listen to over this program and the coming series really are, it's going to be a test of your patience at times, but you know, that's part of it. You know, any treasure hunt, you're going to have to go on a journey, on the hero's journey, to collect the treasure. But also, I want this to, we're sort of setting our stall out. We have done right from the start to say, look, this program, right, Buried Treasure, it is what it is. And it sounds very inward looking to say that, but this is really to sort of say that at no point are we going to have anything to do really with engaging with you, the audience, which sounds very negative, and I don't want it to be that way. What I want that to be is positive, and just say, look, you don't have to interact, you don't have to tweet us, find our Facebook page, because those places don't exist. When we first set out to do Buried Treasure, the very first thing I did, like we've done on previous programs, is set up a Facebook page, an Instagram page, this, that, and the other. And then I started worrying, particularly with the Instagram page, about the metadata and the things like that that back up photographs. That mean, you know, if and when I took a photo of the money in the ground, people who are cleverer than me can take the information, the ones and zeros off the file of the photo, and maybe get a location on it or something like that. And you know, good on those people. I'm pleased they exist. But it's those were concerns. But also, I have big concerns about people's comments, and I just don't want to get involved in the negativity. And I understand by burying our heads in the ground, as well as money, burying our heads in the ground with this, we might be missing out on some positivity and inputs that may well have good ideas. But when we're talking about setting up Buried Treasure, and you talk to people, oh, you should do this, oh, you should do that, or you should make an app, or do this, that, that, that. I think no, we're doing a podcast because that's what we do. This is, you know, this is the medium we've chosen. We've had some success with it in the past, and we really enjoy it. We enjoy being part of the podcast community, which is pretty good. It promotes one another's podcasts, and sooner or later, I'm pretty sure we will promote other people's podcasts other than our own, which is probably a good cue for a spoiler advert.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, 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 all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Golding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about this.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the ladies.
Find us on Twitter or Facebook, or go to our website, spoilerpodcast.co.uk. It's fun for all the family, right?
Buried Treasure.
So there you go, there's Spoiler, a fantastic project which I host, and everyone else on that team does a lot more work than I do. But it's a huge amount of fun to put together. But back to Buried Treasure and where we are now. And so this is me, sort of this program saying, look, particularly on YouTube, if you ever see one of our YouTube videos and we've left the comments on, don't comment. You know, that'll have been a mistake. We don't want to have any comments there. I'm sure the aim of this is to get people talking about it, but not not really involve us in the conversation. And this is mainly because when you set up something like this, you talk to people about it. There are two ways this goes. First way is, of course, so where's the money? And people have offered me sort of a 50-50 split on the money. it was my money in the first place. If I'd have wanted to keep the money, I'd have just kept the money. And Johnny and I went 50-50 on it. We raised the money from selling our Depeche Mode periodic table posters, which we designed a couple of years back. Still available on eBay and Amazon. Search them out if you're a fan. They're really great. And so we sold quite a few posters, and the pride of sending these things off for me is a lovely thing. It's a piece of art we've created, and people are hanging it on their walls. It's, I couldn't be happier at that. And then we decided that we should bury the money. I mean, don't get me wrong, I could do with the money. Sooner or later, I'm sure we'll sell out completely and sell advertising on this podcast rather than just do our own free advertising. And we'll hopefully make a couple of quid. But that was never really the point. So, but I am ready. I'm ready for the question when people ask it. I've always been ready for it. So where's the money? And even when I've been perhaps well-oiled overnight and people have tried to get the information out of me, I'm pretty trained. I'm pretty focused on that. And I think, like I said in our very first episode, I've really enjoyed having that secret. It's been quite good. Now, the second thing a lot of people always say, they find problems in the project. And there are some, of course. Problems in everything, though. I mean, maybe one of the reasons there was such a delay between us burying the money and releasing the podcast is that there's been there is an uncertainty about people going around and digging up. But I mean, you need to look out for electric cables and things like that. But you just need to use some common sense. And I think broadly, people have common sense. You know, don't go around digging up your neighbour's garden saying you're trying to look for £100. So this first series of Buried Treasure is brought to you in association with Hot Womble. You can find out more about them at hotwomble.com, see their videos, and see their songs are also on SoundCloud. But this is their first single, Watch the Skies. Some would say we're paranoid. Choose the word that best describes. Watch the Skies by Hot Womble, available now. All your usual streaming services, Spotify, iTunes, all over the place. You can download that. Do you like that? Of course you like that. You've got ears. That's Hot Womble. Find out more at hotwomble.com and all over the socials. Just type in Hot Womble. No one else has got that name, have they? Buried Treasure. So, really, you can't be trusted. That's what we've come to decide. You can't be trusted. So this program is what it is. You can't have any influence over it, which I think then keeps its integrity. But I suppose whenever we make a radio program, I always think, well, is this going to appeal to me? Because I'm our production company is called Joe Schmo, because that's exactly what we are. We are Joe Public. And if you understand yourself what you'd enjoy to listen to or to take part in, then it really gives you a heads up, and that generally you're onto the right thing. But I understand why people want radio that where people take part and give opinions and things like that. I'm not such a big fan of the more crass phone-in shows that happen, where one white van man will ring up and say, well, I don't like this, and then another white van man will ring in and say, well, I do like this, and nothing, you sort of go around in circles and nothing's been achieved. But I am more of a fan, I like the contributors to say Ian Lee's phone-in show, or well, certainly Danny Baker, but both of those do it and take part in things really well and encourage people to be creative and different when they phone in. And another one that has, for me, just outstanding contributions from Joe Public is Wittertainment with Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode. And, you know, they generate good response by, you know, sort of providing intellectual conversation themselves. So that then really sort of ups the game for the audience to take in. And I think generally with that programme, you know, you've got to have a good, you have something well written to be read out. And this is not to say that I don't think that you're capable of contributing towards Buried Treasure with something intellectual and clever. It's just that it's not that kind of programme. You know, they do it and they do it really well. But also, and I think this is quite significant, they have a team of people on there. And if you look at their Facebook pages, you know, Twitter interactions, then you'll know that not everything they receive is an intellectual and well thought out point put across as to why Birdman perhaps beat Whiplash to the Oscar, which of course it shouldn't have done. So they have a production team that are able to sort the wheat from the chaff, allowing Simon to read out the good correspondence and Mark to interrupt. Oh, and by the way, hello to Jason Isaacs.
So now that you've listened to that self-indulgent nonsense, you'll be wanting a clue to the location of the money. Yes, that was it. Buried Treasure is presented by Paul Tyler and produced by Johnny Hoare. I'm Charlotte Reed. If you're enjoying Buried Treasure and would like to support Series 2 where we'll bury £200, please go to the Buried Treasure page at GoFundMe.com and give what you can. All the money you receive will be buried in the ground for you to find. Buried Treasure is a Joe Schmo production.